Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
And the only thing I would say is, if you were out Saturday, you know the heat and humidity of summer is coming, so get out and enjoy this 56-degree morning if you can. Angie Newt joins us right now, project spokesperson for the Belchase Bridge Project. And as I understand, Angie, first of all, good morning to you.
Good morning.
You are representing Plenary, the company that built the bridge. And tell me who Plenary is and about the bridge and so forth to set the context for all of this.
Right. Well, Plenary is a construction company, and this project is a P3, which is a public-private partnership. So Plenary is the private part of that. The bridge and tunnel needed to be replaced, and quite honestly, there just wasn't enough money set aside to make that happen on the government side, on the public funding. And so Plenary, as a partner, came into the project and covered about 40% of the construction costs. And so they have built the bridge, and the way that they get the return on their investment then is through the tolling.
I am not defending tolls nor defending Plenary. I say that for my fellow Plaquemines Parish residents. However, to be fair, the state went looking for a partner, correct? And that's how Plenary got involved.
That is correct.
Okay. Does not Plenary saying, hey, I got a great deal for you. Let me take the tunnel out of commission and close the bridge and build a new bridge and charge tolls. That's not the genesis of this at all. The DOTD under Sean, I forgot his last name, Wilson, I think was that the old DOTD secretary? Anyway, had this plan, and they went looking for partners, RFPs, whatever, and that's how Plenary got involved, correct?
That's correct. You're right.
Now, let's talk about the construction of the bridge, because I live in Belchase. I cross it every day. Tell me what happened with the construction of the bridge and why some of it had to be redone.
Well, as happens in Louisiana, there was ground settlement. So it wasn't the actual bridge structure that needed to be reworked, but the approaches. There was more settlement than was anticipated with the approaches, which is not uncommon in a big infrastructure project like this. Mm-hmm. But Plenary discovered that just during a regular inspection. And so it delayed the bridge opening for a while because they replaced the approaches with a different material that's strong but lightweight, won't put so much weight onto the soil and allowed for more of that settlement.
So what happened with the way it was fixed this time, and what would you say for people that are saying, well, wait, now if that part settled, how do we know the rest of it is sound? And tell me, if you can, without getting too technical, what was changed when it comes to the on-ramps or off-ramps? Approaches?
Bridge approaches, on-ramps, yes.
So tell me what was done differently?
Well, they essentially used a different material. So they went back and researched all the options, and it took them quite a while, actually, and they put together a mitigation plan, and that had to be submitted to the DOTD and approved. So it went through a little bit of a process to make sure that it was going to be an appropriate solution. And so they then just replaced, you know, took those approaches and replaced them with a different material.
So when you say different material, that means instead they didn't do anything with the foundation of it, but instead of concrete, they used asphalt. Is that what I'm hearing or not?
No, it's not asphalt. Asphalt is more of a topical material. So this was actually the material that was made for the what goes under the asphalt, right? Like what is right, what goes over the approach supports. So it's a different engineered lighter weight material, like you said, without getting too technical. Regarding the bridge structure, it's absolutely safe. It's always been safe. It wasn't even actually an unsafe situation. There is a thing out in bridge land called bridge bump. Mm-hmm. And most bridges, or a lot of bridges, when you go over them, when you transfer from the approach to the actual bridge structure, there will be a bump. And so this is not uncommon in bridges, but this one, they wanted to go ahead and get that replaced. But the bridge structure itself has always been safe, has not been unsafe. And they do inspections, this bridge is, of course, state of the art. And it really was just a matter of it settling more than was anticipated. And I don't think that that's uncommon.
Somebody wants to know about how many bridges Plenary has built in the past.
How many bridges total Plenary has built in the past?
This is not the first bridge you all have built, have you?
No. As a matter of fact, let's see. They are working on the Lake Charles Bridge, the Calcasieu River Bridge, right now in Louisiana. But I'm looking on the project website, and I'm looking at highlighted bridges, which is, Colorado.
That's okay. That's enough. Just for people that thought this was the first bridge at Plenary built, I just wanted to clear that up.
No,
721.
No.
All right, let's take a
and
break.
And they're an international company.
We come back. I see some sheet pile that looks like being driven as you approach a down ramp on one of the sides of the bridge. I get east and west and north and south confused, but we'll talk about what's going on there. Also about tolls when we come back with Angie Newt, project spokesperson for the Belchase Bridge Project. I know for those of you that live in Mississippi, you don't care about this, but there are a ton of people, especially with the LNG plant in Belchase and Plaquemines and the expansion of that use that bridge on a daily basis, not to mention Harvey and the West Bank and all other areas. 721 more when we return. Traffic now, WWL. Hi, quickly back to Angie Newt, project spokesperson for the Belchase Bridge Project. Go pass and tolls in a second, but first, the sheet pilot's being driven at, I guess, the northern end of the bridge. What's that all about, Angie? Do you know?
Yes. So that is finishing the work at X Street. It's going to finish that connection between East and West X Street across LA 23.
So let's talk about Go Pass and tolls. I presume you can talk about that, yes?
Yes.
Because I applied for my Go Pass, and I put the $100, $30 minimum deposit, put the $100 on the credit card, applied for auto renewal and everything else. But I got to have a transponder, whatever they call it, recall it thing, I got to have it. I've not yet gotten that. They're going to mail that to me or what?
Yes, they will mail it to you. But in the meantime, once the tolls start, even if you don't have your transponder, it also has the ability to read your license plate. So where that will be, your license plate is tied to your address. How long ago did you set your GoPass up?
Last week.
Yeah, then it should be no problem. It does take a couple of days to get the transponder associated with the account, associated with the cars. They do some back office operations at GoPass. But once it's active, it can also read your license plate. So you should be fine.
If you don't have the transponder, then it doesn't matter if you've applied and done this within a couple of days, because it'll read your license plate and it'll just detract, charge you the 25-cent toll if you're a resident and not the $2.37 or whatever it is?
Right, yes. It's $2.26 for everyone without a GoPass.
So how do you...
But also...
Go ahead.
I wanted to just clarify, it's not really an application. You don't have to apply, right? So everybody can do it. So
signed up,
it's more of a registration than an application.
Signed up is what I should have said.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when it comes to the institution of the tolls, we're going to talk to Keith Hinckley, Plaquemines Parish President, next hour. How are you guys going to decide when the date is, and who determines when the bridge is completely finished? No more one lane here and one lane there. When the tolls begin, will both sides of the bridge, both lanes, be open in perpetuity?
It is my understanding, unless something comes up and there is a repair that needs to be made or something like that, something that needs to be adjusted. But right now, the tolls are anticipated to start at 12:01 a.m. on the 10th, which is going to be Wednesday night, Thursday morning, 12:01 a.m. on Thursday morning.
So somebody texted in, and we had a problem on the high rise earlier. A big problem there is that there's no shoulder if there's an accident. Why were these bridges not built with a shoulder? Do you know?
I'm sorry, I don't have that technical information. I'm not sure, but I can certainly find out for you.
Okay, if you could. And finally, any final thoughts that people of...
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
A Plaquemines, you know, or people that are going in a Plaquemines, crossing a bridge, etc.?
Well, I think it's most important for Plaquemines Parish residents to make sure and get their go pass, because then their toll is 25 cents. If you're registered, if your vehicle is registered in the parish and you have proof of residency for being in the parish, living in the parish, that means submitting your documents to go pass, then your toll is 25 cents. And for non-residents who have a go pass, your toll is $1.13. And for anybody without a go pass, it's $2.26. So it certainly is worth the time to go ahead and get the go pass.
And if somebody has to get in touch with the go pass people, I'm getting a lot of texts and I've had some trouble trying to get in touch with them as well. How do they do it?
Right. Well, the website is gopass.com. Their email address is customerservice@gopass.com. And of course, that's GEAUXPASS. Also, the Golden Meadow Service Center, the toll-free telephone number is 866-662-8987.
Okay.
And also, I did want to clarify that those tolling rates are for passenger vehicles. The tolls are based on the vehicle size.
And it's both ways.
Whether or not you have a go-pass.
Both ways, right? Every time you cross.
Correct.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate your time. Angie Newt will talk to Keith Hinckley. Next hour, Mark Rosa, Monday Morning Markets with Mark. When we come back right now, time for traffic and news, WWL. 7:45, quarter till 8, Monday morning. That means it's time for Monday Morning Markets with Mark Rosa, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. How you doing, Mark?
Good morning, sir. How are you? I love the weather.
I'm doing well for a lady my age.
That's it. I understand.
Mark, I don't know if you heard anything about this or not. I know you you try to stay up on everything, but there's something going on with tariffs. Have you heard about that or not?
In the 30s?
No, now. Today there's something going on with tariffs. Yeah.
I've not heard anything about you. Well, okay. Tell me. What's going on?
Well, apparently
I haven't heard anything about
tariffs and counter tariffs, and I'll see your tariff and heard. I'm kidding, of course. Let's talk about
likewise.
Yeah, the market, and I don't know, people that are freaking out. Just have a word or two about that, please.
Well, they are freaking out. And, you know, I could talk about last week's manufacturing indexes and construction spending and other manufacturing numbers that were up, and nobody's going to hear any of that because we're worried about the business at hand. And Wall Street, the unlicensed daycare center that it is, will run to the doors at any sign of trouble. And they've always done that. And that's where you get a sell-off in the magnitude that we have. And it's because uncertainty. I get it. But you got program trading, you got computer trading, and we lost from the second to the fourth, two, if you want to call it three calendar days, 4,000 Dow points, as if we didn't know that, but that's 10% down in a couple of days, and I think that party is not over. And Tommy, I think try to listen to every one of your guests that are talking about tariffs, and the more you listen to them, I'm convinced, the more complicated it can be. Mm-hmm. And I just take some comfort in the fact that it's artificial and this could be reversed. In usual market sell-offs, the one we saw, 3,000 Dow, we set a record, 3,000 Dow points in one day, was when COVID was hitting. And nobody could put their hands around it. You can't negotiate with it. You don't know how long this is going to last and how many casualties are going to be involved and can we solve this thing. And that's a market sell-off. That's something that, okay, well, you're going to have untold number of firms that earnings going to be hurt. That's going to send the stock down, thus the market down. But, you know, the economists are warning that, well, you know, it can increase inflation, the tariffs, that is, and it can slow the economy. And they always put the qualifier at the end of that, if kept in place. And I do think, well, other news came out over the weekend that 50 countries, I don't know, have a list of those, have already come to the table in response to last week's tariff action. And Tommy, I was speaking to some people over the week. Well, you know, all the manufacturing is supposed to move in. That's going to take years, and it would take years. And I think, okay, you have to start somewhere. But I think what's partially going on is our president is a deal maker, and he wants everybody to sit up straight. He doesn't want what they have been doing, that our most favored nations, he feels, in his words, they've taken advantage of us with trade imbalances. And, you know, you have fairly strong economies that are failing to live up to their promises of years ago that to get defense spending up and to get themselves in line. And they said, no, we don't want to get defense spending up because we know you'll cover us. And that's what has come out repeatedly. That's what he's upset about in part. We all should be upset at that. But, you know, some examples, India's applying 150% tariff on many things that go to India. I heard that quoted. And after he was applying some reciprocal tariffs, they dropped it to 100%, still too high. But Canada, Mexico for sure, Germany, China, all of them in recession right now. And some people would argue that we're in recession. And if we are, okay. But I'm not thinking that we're in recession yet. This might lead to it. But we are the big kids on the block, and we could withstand anything economically better than they can. And I think that's what we're seeing. All of this unfold, and some are saying, well, it should have been done a long time ago. But the combination of trade deficits and fiscal deficits, I'll never forget that. It was quoted on the movie Wall Street in 1987 that the trade deficit and fiscal deficits in this country are out of control, and nobody's had the political will to get their hands around it. And I think this is just a little taste of what things could be to point the economy in the right direction for a meaningful point of time in the future. You know, the Fed meets in 30 days. He's certainly got the Fed sitting up straight. And I think they've moved back a potential rate decrease from the June meeting into the May meeting. At least that's what is quoted this morning on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange Fed Watch. But it's, you know, this has got to wait and see. And I just feel the devil what I think, but I think this is going to be very short lived.
Well, first of all, not the devil what you think. You've been in this business all your life, so we value what you have to say. But let me take a break, Mark. When we come back, I want to talk about specifically the market, because I think people sometimes watch the Dow or the recap of the market's activities, and they get all freaked out when they don't realize that maybe they're detached from that. Depending on a 401k, they may or may not be invested in that. It could have something to do with them. It may not. And the other side of it is that unless you're planning on retiring soon, well, then just everybody take a breath is what I'm talking about here. And you know what I mean. We'll talk. Pick it up here when we come back. 9 till 8 now. Traffic WWL. 7:57, Tommy Tucker, WWL, Monday Morning Markets with Mark Roser, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. Mark, let me read this text, and I think it goes to what I said before. Tommy, being a simple person, my most accurate assessment of the economy comes from viewing my retirement account balance. It ain't a pretty sight, Sal. Talk about that, Mark. People get freaked out when they hear, you know, the breathless analysis of the market a minute after it opens, or you know, at the end of the day, when a lot of times, first of all, markets go up and go down, and unless you're retiring soon, it doesn't really matter. And if you are, you should have been in something safer before that, right?
Tommy, that's it. And I think you and I have been covering this since late last year. And what sparked that whole conversation was that the markets hit an all-time high. Mm-hmm. And then at 45,000, not long after the election. And then the Fed came out and said, oh, this is the price for perfection. Nothing could go wrong at these levels because mm-hmm. that's all of the enthusiasm that were added into the market. Mm-hmm. Then our Friday segment ensued with, you got to know what you own. And if things are too hot to handle, that would have been the time to calmly move your portfolio around or talk to somebody about doing the same for you. And 401ks and all of those things that I would venture to say that 99% of all the 401k holders know very little about. And it's I wish it was different, but I work in that environment. I could see it and talk to people. They say, well, just, you know, I've got a fund that, you know, it's going to help me retire in 35 years. Okay, well, we don't have to have too much of the conversation with that person. And I saw it in the credit crisis where people's portfolios were tumbling, and it's like I was supposed to look. I could see the guy's face. I was supposed to retire next year, and he had $1 million in Citigroup stock that promptly went down to let's say $25,000 from $1 million. I don't know if he's retired to this day. That type of whack he couldn't afford to take, but he was too it was too much in one place. So that those are
Mark,
a couple
real,
of examples.
Real quick, before we let you go, the average person, if you got $1 million, it's time to take that out and put it in something safe or hold a little bit back to invest, correct?
Well, let's say, you know, Warren Buffett was raising an unusual amount of cash last fall.
We'll pick it up Friday.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.